This is Slashdot Review for Thursday, November 18th, 2004. My name's Andy McCaskey, and this is a 10-minute summary of highlights from recent contributions to Slashdot. Today's music's from GarageBand.com artist Mr. E from Agoura Hills, California. Now on to some news from Slashdot. There's N's, there's TNCs, there's UHF, there's RCAs and BNCs. What we've got is a RF connector chess set. Some clever bloke has come up with his own chess set using a standard chess board and standard RF connectors. You probably did see some mainstream media focusing on the discovery that humans may have been in America at least 25,000 years ago. F-Boy writes to Slashdot that a researcher in South Carolina has found stones that appear to be man-made stone tools that date from at least 25,000 years ago, about twice as old as the best documented evidence of human settlement in North America. Supermarket loyalty cards versus national ID cards. John Wingfield writes that the BBC is running a story on a speech David Blunkett, the British Home Secretary, has given on ID cards and supermarket loyalty cards. He criticizes the data protection arrangements for the loyalty cards while at the same time, perhaps hypocritically, promoting his own national ID card scheme, which is exempt from the British Data Protection Act of 1998. You can also see the UK Information Commissioner's Data Protection and Freedom of Information Watchdog's concerns about the ID card scheme. There's a move afoot to bring the Library of Congress newspapers online. Smooth Wombat writes that if you want to read a newspaper article from sometime in the past, let's say 1920 for example, your only options right now are to go to your local library and hope they have a microfiche file of that paper, or take a visit to Washington, D.C. and the Library of Congress. That all may soon change. CNN's reporting that by 2006, the government will have the first of 30 million digitized pages from papers published from 1836 through 1922, which will be available to anyone who has a connection to the net. The project is a joint cooperation between the National Endowment for the Humanities and the Library of Congress. The span of the joint project is limited because typefaces of printers used before 1836 are too difficult for optical scanners to read, and copper rate restrictions are in force on papers published after 1923. If you're in the business of wares, you might want to be cautious. Valve may have taken the offensive on wares users. Droll writes that it's claimed by a poster on Filefront.com that Valve might have released a wares version of Half-Life 2 to monitor and ban those who attempt to use it. This is the news from some guy with a Filefront account, so you do have to take it with a grain of salt. What happens when your car becomes your chauffeur? Roland Papa writes that according to this long article from EE Times about the self-navigating vehicle, the answer is a resounding yes. Our cars will eventually become our chauffeurs. Many car experts think that autonomous vehicles which avoid collisions and communicate wirelessly with other cars will be the norm in 2 or 3 decades. In the meantime, the enabling technologies for self-navigating cars are emerging, from sensors embedded in the brake or accelerator pedals to more powerful computers. Already, partial solutions exist for adaptive cruise control or for staying in a highway lane. One day we'll be able to do something else other than driving our cars through traffic jams, saving us about 2 hours per working day. This is the future that engineers are building, but would you accept to be driven by your car? So many people like driving that the concept of a completely autonomous car might be delayed for psychological reasons, not technical ones. The link on Slashdot contains selected details of the original article. In only 16 years, China plans to have over 100 eyes in the sky. Gollum 123 writes that Reuters is reporting China plans to launch more than 100 satellites before the year 2020 to watch every corner of the country. A large survey network would be set up to monitor water reserves, forests, farmland, city construction, and, quote, various activities of society, government officials said without elaborating. The aim is that any time, at any place, we can obtain necessary data on any event through watching the Earth from space, said Xiaoli Quinn, an official with the Ministry of Science and Technology. And a word of thanks to listeners who reported problems with the podcast feed this morning.
It can only be attributable to human error.
The combination of a totally zapped recording session Yes, Adam, I know. I've been warned. A file name typo, gremlins in the ID3 tags, and a bunch of iPodder clients that thought they already had a November 17th slash dot review. Thank you. Made for an interesting day. No news like old news. Those of you who pay close attention to the intro know that I feature recent contributions to Slashdot. I must be a lawyer around here somewhere. But worth every penny you've paid for the feed. If you'd like to comment on a Slashdot item, recent or otherwise, the phone is 732-357-3682. We do love to call them podcasts, but Apple and Creative are really in a battle for the MP3 player market. Kurt Stan writes that Creative Technology is spending $100 million in a marketing blitz to regain its rightful place in the audio industry, from their perspective, by trying to dominate the MP3 market, which is now led by the Apple iPod. 54% of the market last year for MP3 players use hard disk. Creative is second with 16.5%. Does the Creative Zen sound as cool as the iPod? The reader, the Media Wrangler, writes in that the Register is reporting that Apple will build a stockpile of flash-based iPods to be shipped as early as January or February of 2005. Apple Insider had the original scoop, which is, of course, linked on Slashdot. Site launches and launch titles have been confirmed for the portable PlayStation. The official PSP website's been launched with details on the system and games. GamesIndustry.biz has a list of the PlayStation Portable Japanese launch titles that we can expect when the system hits retailers. From the article, quote, with just over 3 weeks to go to the PlayStation Portable launches in Japan, Sony has revealed that buyers will have 6 games to choose from on day one, with around 20 games total due out before the end of December. Nuclear Rampage writes in that Technology Review has an in-depth article about a new vision for nuclear waste based on the premise that storing nuclear waste underground at Yucca Mountain for 100,000 years is a terrible idea. The article looks at the current DOE plans for Yucca, its shortcomings, and what temporary solutions we have to use while a better permanent plan is formulated. A reader who's very interested in HDTV is asking Slashdot for PC capture solutions. Akai asked that with HDTV DVRs costing upwards of $1,000 US or more, I've been looking for a high-def capture card that would work with Linux and an external hard disk receiver. The PC HDTV card looks nice, but it's RF input only for high-def content and only supports OTA at this point. Both DirecTV and Dish Network hard drive set-top boxes can be hacked with FireWire ports, but it's not cheap, so Akai is trying to find a capture card with either DVI or component inputs, or converter to take either of those to FireWire. The old Dish Network Model 5000 receivers had an option to input HDTV RF, but they're no longer compatible with Dish's current HDTV broadcast. Google's not been helpful in this regard, and all that Akai's been able to find is professional format conversion gear over $2,000. Is there a PC-based video capture solution, preferably Linux, that can capture the output of a cable of DSB, STB, RGBA, DVI, or component out without a significant loss of image fidelity? You can read more at Slashdot. Do you know why Bill Gates never replies to an email request for an interview? Well, it's simply, says Acehole, Bill Gates receives up to 4 million emails a day and is probably the most spammed person in the world. But unlike ordinary users, he has an entire department to filter unsolicited email. Looks like Ballmer's at it again. He's threatening patents lawsuits surrounding Linux. Gil Bates writes that today Microsoft warned several Asian countries that using Linux could subject them to lawsuits, claiming that Linux violates, quote, 228 patents. Apparently, Steve Ballmer believes he can enforce U.S. patent law in Asia. He's presumably speaking about the story that's linked on Slashdot. So companies which sell insurance against lawsuits and companies which make competing products both warn of the dangers of using Linux. Maybe someone should point out that Microsoft is battling dozens of patent infringement lawsuits itself, and any user of Microsoft software, including governments, could also be sued. For some late-breaking stories, the MPAA is looking to sniff Internet 2 traffic for sharers. Donathar writes that it looks like the MPAA is pretty scared that Internet 2 users are able to trade movies at high speed without them being able to know what's being traded, since you have to be a member of the Internet 2 network in order to have a connection. As a result, the Motion Picture Association is asking to become a member of Internet 2. Finally, I have to tell you that the photographs of that chess set made out of RF connectors are so cool that I put the photographs themselves on Slashdot Review. Thanks for listening to Slashdot Review for Thursday, November 18th. My name's Andy McCaskey, and I have no affiliation with Slashdot other than as a regular reader, and offer this material and other items of interest under the Creative Commons Attribution Share-Alike license. Slashdot Review Audio is published Friday through Monday, or Monday through Friday, and occasionally on Sunday. Today's featured album track is from the GarageBand.com Artist Mystery from Agoura Hills, California. More music from this artist at GarageBand.com by following the links on Slashdot Review.
Today I think I fell off a soapbox, slipping past a wishing well. If I knew then what I know now, I would have kept it all together if I knew how it feels like it's gonna give. I wanna take back the life that I never lived. I think that it's time to go and forget about it all, or we'll never know. In my mind with all the leaks, cracks, slipping on nothing that's mine. I'm gonna take my time till it falls into place. I'm gonna lose it all instead of losing face. Every time I'm feeling miles away, I never knew how I ended up this way. But I'll take another glance at a brand new chance, but it feels like another one slipping through my hands now.
Take a hit, you got